it's nice to see, look over and see all the wet eyes. But we are doing a bit of a series of work as worship. And the interesting thing with Cliffy, Cliffy is not a pastor. Cliffy didn't perform these things in an official church meeting. Cliffy was doing his work, which is meaning he's driving girls or the people to school. But see, he was not bound by his work. He's bound by the kingdom. And then when he recognized there's something there and he needs to be obedient, he wasn't bound again by his work. He did what God set for him to do. And the kingdom of God broke out. I mean, the kingdom of God broke out properly. And I wonder if the book of Acts would be written today. I know one of my sermons would not be included in the book of Acts if it would be written today. Because sermons wasn't included in the book of Acts. Even what happened in organized church meetings was not. But wherever the people of God go, the kingdom went out outside of, you know, this. And I think God is calling us to see more of this. That the kingdom of God starts breaking out outside of. And the Holy Spirit is just so ready to do and to touch and to change and transform. Linky. Sorry, I had to preach, but I don't think I'm going to do it. It won't be included in the book of Acts in any way, so... on the toe.
So Sunday evening, my toe, it was sensitive. It wasn't sure I could walk properly. And then the evening, my son, he trapped on my toe. And it was so sure. So the next morning, I was walking, not normally, I was walking like. And I could not believe that one toe could affect my whole body. And it got better, and then Wednesday, Stewart's toe got sore, so that he was the one walking like this. And you can ask our community, it was very sore Wednesday evening. and I was like, sure, but that's interesting. And then I was thinking of the scripture of 1 Corinthians 12. Let me quickly look. Yeah, so I was looking. It speak about one body with many members. And I was, so we all have a function in the body of Christ. Even the little toe, klein toenkie. Even the little toe has a function. Every one of us has a function to play in the body of Christ. And some is the mouth, some is the ear, the hand or the finger can say to the ear or to the mouth, I don't need you, because every one of us has a function. And the short toe, I was thinking, sure, but what is the short toe symbolize? And it was like sometimes like we, what is vergelijk? Compare. Each other, we don't need to compare ourselves with other parts. But for me, what was so amazing to see God's heart in the body of Christ. And Carla, talk with you here, so English is better as mine.
Which part? Okay. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seems to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think are less honorable, we bestow the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty.
So for me, it was the small toe that seemed to be weaker or indispensable. It is absolutely necessary, a small toe. A small part that each one of us has to play. It is absolutely necessary in the body of Christ. And and I was like, one of us maybe has a short toe. And the body is there to care, to help, to support. So, that was just amazing for me to see God's heart for the body of Christ and all the little parts that we, every one of us, play. And the other scripture is, but God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it. Yeah, it's amazing. If one member suffers, the whole body suffers.
So I'll say, to be honest, how many of you have ever heard Cliffy preached? How many have seen Cliffy up on the stage? Right, how much honor has Cliffy get in the way that he, amongst us at least? Cliffy sits in the corner many times quiet. I know the guys in the comm knows him well, but he sits many times in the corner. Right, to be honest, he does not get as much honor as some of the guys that have the mic the whole time. Right. But I think, look, I did not know that we're going to go into this morning, really. And then she brought this word, and Cliffy shared. I asked him 15 minutes. I think he went a little bit over, but it's... But I think it's the Lord. I think it's the Lord that that wants us to see and recognize, this. And so... You know, we limit the way that we see the functioning of the body and the ministry as one or two people that takes a mic, or one or two people, or three people that sing a song, or maybe there's somebody that's known that he's going to have the gift of healing and so on. But actually, I think the Lord wants to awaken his body, that the body would start functioning outside of this wall. And start being active and do its work. And I would never have been able to touch Zoe. I actually, in my preach, which I'm not going to do today, maybe praise God. But I led TMT, and Sean. Sean was in TMT. So Sean was at the end of matric. He was one of the top 10 highest marks in his matric class. Not school class, Western Cape. Top 10 Western Cape. There's our man. Look, it was many years ago, you guys. I mean, he's got all the claps already. So just after that, I think it's Helen Ziller, right? He had a dinner, him and the other 9, the top 10 guys, had dinner with Helen Ziller. So it's like, they eat with Helen Ziller, and it's like, all right, what are you going to do next year? I'm going to study this, this, and that. What are you going to do? I'm going to study this, that, and that. Comes to Sean, what are you going to do? I'm going to go to Team T. What? Yeah. What type of accreditation? What type of thing do you... No, yeah, it's not even. It was, you know, try to explain to them, and they quickly realize they don't get what this guy's going to do. All right, move on. See, in that year, Sean was with the Bible school and obviously enjoyed what we were doing, working for God. But he knew God actually had him to come and study at Stellenbosch, and then at some stage. Work and the work that he, I don't know if he thought that he'll be a teacher as he is now, but he had to come to study. And I remember Sean once came to my office and he was crying. He said, I don't want to work for money. I don't want to work for money. I just want to work for the Lord. And I said to him, Sean, if God has called you to work for money, if God has called you to get a degree, God has called you to do what He's due. If you choose to not do that and work for no money, that seems to be spiritual in the environment that you are. You're disobedient and you're not doing what God wants you to do. And so Sean came to university, got his degree, he became a teacher, and Sean is at this moment able to touch people that he would have never been able to touch. I can't touch them. In the place where he works, in the place that he's working and doing. But again, if we were so limited in the way that we see God work, and there's a couple of body parts that we would honor and see that's the working of God, we would have missed it completely. And God wants all of us to be active. God, all of us, wants to see his kingdom break out for his power in the different places that you are. I know some of us wants to go to Russia, and it might be God. Some of us are going to go to Zambia. It might be God. But every day he sends us out. Every day the body is going out. And his hands and his feet reach us where many of us can't, but you can. And his spirit is there. As much as he's here, as much as we are waiting for him here, as much as we're going to go and worship and be aware of him, he's as there. He's the man standing next to Cliffy in front of the ICU. He's the man standing next to you in the classroom, in the workspace, in whatever spaces you are. He's the man standing next to, ready for someone to be obedient, that his power can be released and his kingdom can come to break out of these walls. Ah, I want that life. I want to see that life. I want to see the church function like that. But Cliffy, don't you want to come? Just don't you want to pray for us?
Do you want to say, Lord, have mercy on us? Lord, we pray again for your wisdom, Lord Jesus. And we pray for your kingdom to come, Father God, so that we can be part of it. Thank you, Lord, that I can acknowledge this morning that you are Lord of Lords and that you are King of Kings. And Lord, there is no one like you. So, Father God, just come and have your way with us as we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.